Folks, what I want you to do right now is I want you to get your Bibles, and I want you to turn to Galatians chapter 5. We're going to focus on verses 7 through 15. Galatians chapter 5, verses 7 through 15. Now, I want you to think with me for a moment. We've been working our way through Galatians. We've entitled our series, Accepted with God, Experiencing His Grace Day by Day. And we've been looking at the whole issue of our spiritual lives from Paul's perspective. Because you remember, he's writing this letter to the Galatians, and it was written sometime after he was there, just a short period of time. And already, since he left them, he established them as a church. He brought them salvation. They responded. And then as he's left, others have come along, and they've imposed on the believers there a system of works, the Old Testament law, in hopes that they would, quote, carry out the law to be accepted with God. And so Paul's been writing them about this, letting them know that what's going on is wrong. And it's only going to lead them to spiritual defeat by trying to keep the law. And you and I can relate to that. Because I want you to think for a moment. I know it's very true in my life. You know, I came to Christ 1985, 35 years ago. April, 35 years ago. And when I came to Christ, I realized that I needed Jesus. I realized who He was. And I committed my life to follow Him. I realized it was nothing that I could do to gain that salvation, that He did it all for me. And by faith, I was saved. And I began a new life in Jesus, by faith. And what happened, though, is that just shortly thereafter, realizing the faith and I was wanting to live for Him, I had others come alongside of me, and they weren't being bad. Some of them didn't even realize what they were doing, but what ended up happening is I began to become a part of the church culture. The church culture then began to add things to me and my faith that I needed to do in order to be accepted with God. And when you fail at those things, you become defeated, and I became defeated. You've become defeated if you think back in your own life, and you realize that now you're trying to do all of these different things to feel accepted with God. And this is what Paul's talking about here. He's talking about that these folks have come along and they have distracted you. And that's what we're going to look at here today, because you and I are looking at this and we're thinking, I know I have. I've thought, man, how do we get back to that original point? How do we start again? How do we get to the place where we are looking to the Lord, where we are looking to Him to guide us through this? How do we get there? Okay, so let's look at this together. We're going to look at the scripture, Galatians chapter 5, verses 7 through 15. Read with me, okay? Here's what Paul says. You ran well. Who hindered you from this persuasion does not come from Him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. I have confidence in you, in the Lord, that you will have no other mind, but he who troubles you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is. And I, brethren, if I still preach circumcision, why do I still suffer persecution? Then the offense of the cross has ceased. I could wish that those who trouble you would even cut themselves off. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. All right, now here's what we're going to do, folks. We're going to take this section of verses and we're going to go through it and guide us through it. And from it, we're going to see how you and I can start again. What do you mean start again, George? Well, start again where we realize I'm just trusting Jesus in this life. There's nothing I can do. He's done it all for me. Just like you had that attitude when you got saved, that's the attitude you and I need to have when we're talking about living our Christian life for Him. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to basically divide the passage into three sections. We're going to see, first of all, a great start. Okay? We're going to start out that you start out great with salvation, and you know why, because it's by faith. Then we're going to see the distraction. The distraction. And then finally, we're going to end up with what true freedom is. True freedom, because that's what we need to be living in, all right? So let's look at this together. Let's talk about a great start. He starts out in the passage very clearly saying in Galatians chapter 5, he very clearly says, you started well. Basically, look at what he says here, verse 7. He says, you ran well. Now that is pointing back to a past event. He's talking about when they started out, they did well. Why? Because they knew it wasn't what they did. They knew it wasn't what they were accomplishing that gained their faith, their salvation. It was what Jesus did for them. They started out with faith. You started out well. Think about it. I think about when that April of 1985, I recognized there was nothing I could do to gain His acceptance. There was nothing I could do to gain His love. He did it all for me. I just reached out by faith and grasped it. I reached out because that's all I could do, because there's nothing I could do. I started well. You started well. Whatever that moment was when you accepted Jesus, you realized you needed Him and you reached out to Him. You started well. That was a great start. Every one of you who are saved, you had a great start.